Being selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of fighting the evil inclination, we're in excerpt number 9. Excerpt 9. Our sages said, man's inclination overcomes him every day. If the Creator did not help him, he would not overcome it. We should understand why the Creator did not give us the power to defeat the evil inclination. But if this is not within man's hands, why does the Creator not do everything? In other words, why must one fight with the evil inclination while the Creator only helps him? But if the person does not begin the war, the Creator does not help him? Also, why does the Creator need man to make the war, and then he will come and help him? As our sages said, one should always vex the good inclination over the evil inclination. And Rashi interpreted, make war with it. This implies that first, one must begin the war, and then the Creator helps him. We'll read it again, excerpt 9. Our sages said, man's inclination overcomes him every day. If the Creator did not help him, he would not overcome it. We should understand why the Creator did not give us the power to defeat the evil inclination. But if this is not within man's hands, why does the Creator not do everything? In other words, why must one fight with the evil inclination while the Creator only helps him? But if the person does not begin the war, the Creator does not help him? Also, why does the Creator need man to make the war, and then he will come and help him? As our sages said, one should always vex the good inclination over the evil inclination. And Rashi interpreted, make war with it. This implies that first one must begin the war, and then the Creator helps him.
Kiev.
As the Rav, it's written here, if a person does not start the war, then he does not receive the help from the Creator. How do we start the war correctly in order to receive help from the Creator?
We learned that from the articles, from the excerpts. We need to understand that the help from the Creator comes as the right response for what we ask for. If we're asking correctly for something correct, so the Creator helps us. Because why did He even need to awaken us? Only for us to ask Him for help, and He will be able to give it.
In other
words, to start the war, this is the request, to build that request.
First of all, to connect between us, to discern what is for or against our advancement towards the purpose of creation, and to take a few steps and see in them where we're successful and where we're not successful, and then ask, demand the help, and after that, you can already see whether we're getting help or not, and how. That's important.
Ну вот мы работаем ведь в течение дня.
We are working throughout the day, and we have a certain framework, calls, meetings, lessons, and we don't pass such an analysis between us. We read articles, we write prayers, but we don't do such an analysis like you're saying. That we need to have such a war, to have such a scrutiny, what we're lacking, like you said right now, which things you listed.
Ken.
Yes.
Vadai Shiken.
Of course, yes.
Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan.
Спасибо, Раф. Вот в этой войне, когда я использую...
In this war, when I use the prayer, and when we pray, and I don't see an answer from the Creator, like it said in the previous article, this is faith. We need to go by faith above reason, then. In such a state, what do I need to do? What does the Creator expect of me?
What to expect?
Expect an answer from the Creator. To understand that the lack of an answer, that's also an answer, and scrutinize it.
And again, we need to scrutinize this with the friends and to continue to pray, hoping something will change.
No, not to expect just like that. Be more active. We're going to go through it. PT 26.
What does it mean that a person will always vex the good inclination over the evil inclination?
That he constantly has to think of how he's at war with his evil inclination and how he needs to put himself and all his qualities that in order to feel that he's before the evil inclination. And then he will have the ability to turn to the Creator and ask for his help.
Thank you.
I
see it's cold for everyone except for Ilan.
קטע מספר 10.
Excerpt 10.
האדם מוכרח להתחיל במלחמה.
A person must begin the war.
כדי שיהיו לו כלים
ועזרת השם. And a need for salvation.
שהוא מה שאמרו.
And the help of the Creator. As was said, if the Creator did not help him, he would not overcome it. It follows that he did not give man the ability to win the war on purpose, since through the war one obtains the kelim and need for the abundance. Hence, we need both to enter the war so as to obtain kelim. And the help that is required is that specifically the Creator will help him, since through the help he obtains the inheritance of the land. Again, excerpt 10. A person must begin the war so as to have kelim and the need for salvation and the help of the Creator. As was said, if the Creator did not help him, he would not overcome it. It follows that he did not give man the ability to win the war on purpose, since through the war, one obtains the kelim and need for the abundance. Hence, we need both. To enter the war so as to obtain kelim, and the help that is required is that specifically the Creator will help him, since through the help he obtains the inheritance of the land.
Rav, we
don't hear you.
PT
25.
You said this a bit, but it's still not felt. What does it mean that a person is at war? How does a person feel that he's at war?
That he has complaints to the Creator for help.
If he doesn't have complaints, it's also not a good state.
If he doesn't have a deficiency, he's not at war. If everything's okay. Or he doesn't feel that it depends on the Creator. Or he doesn't understand that he is at war. Or against who is he at battle with.
But
first he has to reveal that he is in a war against or pro.
Meaning if he feels he doesn't have a deficiency, he starts to fight to have it. Or he feels he doesn't have a deficiency and he doesn't know how to obtain it. He has no complaints, but he also doesn't have a deficiency. There are lots of states like these. What is the war here?
The war is for coming closer to the friends and incorporating in their deficiency.
And
if I'm sitting in a lesson here, does it mean that I'm at war?
I'm
close to the friends in a certain form?
Could be that he's sitting and sleeping.
It
doesn't mean anything yet, just sitting.
What awakens a person to war?
He himself, or society.
Latin one.
Latin one.
Raf, cuando estamos en medio de esta guerra, uno quiere que simplemente se acabe todo.
When we're in the middle of the war,
¿cómo podemos sobreponer la fuerza
con la fuerza constructiva? For everything to end and it chokes us. How can we overcome this destructive force with the constructive force?
Only together. If we talk about it and want to help, so man will help his friend, we can lift up everyone from the garbage, from the mud, from the fall.
PT 31. What are the conditions, the basic ones, to succeed in a common prayer?
That we will be together in a common prayer towards our common Creator. And we won't leave that prayer until we get an answer.
Can we see an example of a common prayer by the Creator giving, God forbid, a not simple state to a friend, and then everyone's in that same state, and also emotionally we want for that state to improve? Is that an example of a prayer?
How would you do it?
It's not simple to do it. We need to speak in the 10. We need to, first of all, reach this understanding of what we want to change.
So try it. You have more of a base, more flesh in there, and where to raise your complaints towards the Creator.
It's possible to say that it divides into two, that first of all we need to agree between us on that same point of what we're lacking.
Yeah.
And secondly, we need an emotional, we need to attain something emotional, demand for it.
Right? Correct? Correct.
USA Norwest.
Are the corrections we are going through as individual or as a 10, are they random, or do they depend on the majority and purity of the connections between us.
No,
it all depends on the actions that we do. We are working in the circle of actions. Okay.
Woman Hebrew 2.
Woman Hebrew 2.
Thank you, Rav. I heard that you say that war is basically over the closeness between us, the connection between us. But how is that prayer for connection and all the actions we need to do? How does it take us out of the ego?
The Creator takes us out of the ego. We just have to see as much as we are in Him and what we have in us. And recognition of evil is enough for us that from there the Creator will already save us.
And we need to ask in the prayers for the connection and for the Creator to take us out of the ego. We feel a lot of connection, but it's for different things.
It could be that it's in other words, but it's the same thing.
If, for example, there's this lack of security in the country and we're attached to the ten and we're asking for the nation of Israel, etc., how does that take us out of the ego? Or do we need to add to it in an artificial way?
Yes. We need to come out of the ego. And I don't even know what to say. It's so clear that it's all our ego.
No, correct. But it's exactly the question. I really feel the prayers for the connection, they're much stronger now. But I'm asking, how do we direct this thing so we will come out of the ego and not just...
I don't understand your question. Don't understand it.
Our goal is to come out of the ego, correct?
Right.
Now, when we're praying from a certain distress or a great sorrow, we're asking for the connection for the Creator through us to build a vessel, and He will do all sorts of good corrections for the nation, for the world. But where is the exit from the ego? How do we not miss it out?
I don't understand what the Creator is shining on us a bit more, and we can uplift above our ego.
He shines as a result of the prayer for connection.
Yes. Yes.
And it's enough for Him?
Of course it's enough, prayer for connection. What could it be more?
I don't know, there's a lot of forms of connection. Are we certain that our prayer for connection is directed truly for the spiritual development out of the ego?
We will come closer and see that it's that way. There's nothing more either above the ego or below the ego.
So for the moment, just simply to continue to pray for connection?
Yes. Holland 1.
Yes, hello, Rav. Why not turn to the side of merit instead of a war against the ego and ask the Creator for the side of merit for that force?
I also don't understand what he's saying.
Repeat, please.
Why don't we turn to the side of merit to the positive side, to the right line, instead of war against the ego, the left line.
No.
So?
Hello.
Hello.
So, yeah, I don't understand why we have to turn against, let's say, a war against the ego. Why not have asked the Creator for help to the side of merit?
Because that is what we feel, that's what's disturbing us. That is what is in the way.
So why don't ask for the positive side, for the side of merit to the Creator?
For example?
An example that we can ask, let's say, for the good that does good to help us to come closer to the Creator. And not fight against the evil inclination, not fight against our ego.
First of all, we feel damage from our evil inclination. It is what stops us. It gives us, or doesn't let us, uplift above our state.
So why don't we ask strength, let's say, to overcome and go, let's say, to the positive side, to the side of merit, instead of tiring us, let's say, to fight the evil inclination.
It's the same thing. Because the evil inclination constantly jumps on us. So what can you do? What, constantly run away from it? What can you do against your evil inclination? It is in your heart, in all your organs, and in all the areas in you, and it bothers you from thinking and wanting the correct things to come closer to the Creator.
Yeah, okay, why don't we ask to come closer to the Creator?
You can ask to be closer to the Creator, but it's not a complete prayer. It's not a complete prayer. It's not pro or con. It's just to be closer. And except for that, it's close to the evil inclination, because he himself wants to receive from the Creator to enjoy him.
Tov.
Thank you, Rav.
Okay.
Efo anachno nie?
Where are we?
New York free.
I want to see everything through my special glasses called the 10. So how to put on those glasses when I'm looking at the world?
Again, I don't know. Today, I don't get
I
see everything through my special glasses.
Which
I call the 10. How do we compose those glasses for me to see the whole world through?
You need to come closer to your 10, incorporate in them, and as much as possible, to be in them and think like them and feel like them, and from them then you turn to the Creator and ask for the entire ten. That is actually our work. Okay.
Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Latin 4. Or Mach 4. Mach 4.
Скажите, пожалуйста, в чем отличие?
What is the difference between vessels and deficiency?
Килим – это там рацион, а кисарон – это...
Vessels is just a desire.
And Kilim
is a, it feels itself as a deficiency, is empty, that wants to fill itself, that wants to complete itself.
What is a deficiency that we shouldn't bring into the ten? Can we clarify that?
Except for the deficiency for the purpose of creation, to adhesion between us and adhering to the Creator, we have nothing else to bring him. All other deficiencies aren't good, that we have to correct them. And those deficiencies for the ten, for the connection between us, they are the only good deficiencies, because through them we can rise to the purpose of creation.
It's not clear. What about the disturbance of a friend in which you cannot justify the Creator? Is that a deficiency for the ten?
Yes.
PT 20.
PT 20.
Rav Shalom.
Hello, Rav. I wanted to continue Kos's question. When a person starts a spiritual work, all sorts of diverse disturbances start. It's truly a war that takes place. But in a certain stage, at least how I feel, a person is ready to be like a donkey to the load. And after this whole war, a person is ready to do what the Creator demands. Is it really not so? Or when you are ready to be a donkey to the load, does there still need to be a war?
I don't understand what you're saying. Without the beginning, and from beginning to end.
If a person has already reached a certain ripeness, that he's ready to be as a donkey and carry out what the Creator demands,
yeah.
Must there still be a war? Or can he just simply be like a working donkey and carry out what the Creator demands?
There is such a state, but that doesn't mean that he's ready for the work, but he just got tired and he falls. As it's written, the donkey for the load. Okay.
H10.
Ken Rav,
thank you. I also want to add, so what Kos asked, that the evil inclination loves to be close to the Creator, and because of that, we don't need to ask for closeness to the Creator. What do we need to ask for? For work. What is the right work?
To be under the influence of the Creator.
So it is to be close to Him.
Yes.
But you said it's not good that the evil inclination loves it to be close to the Creator, if a person demands that.
On behalf of the evil inclination.
That
I don't want to be next to the Creator on behalf of the evil inclination, because the evil inclination will be happy and want to receive from Him more and more. Okay.
Latin 14.
Okay, I got it, thank you.
Latin 14.
Saludos, mi querido Rab. Tengo una pregunta, y es,
Quería saber si cuando nosotros nos conectamos en decena o con los amigos podemos recibir la luz de reforma.
When we connect in the ten with the friends, can we receive the reforming light?
עוד פעם?
Again?
Digo, querido Ra, que cuando nos conectamos con los amigos, se puede recibir.
When we connect with the friends, can we receive the reforming light?
Of course, just from our connection, we have to turn to the Creator and ask, what questions?
Tov.
Tel Aviv 4.
Toda Rav.
Thank you, Rav. To defeat the evil inclination is to invert it into the Creator, like in the attitude to Him?
Yes.
How
does our request need to be for that? What do we need to ask for?
What do we need to ask for?
Alma.
For what?
If we want to invert the evil inclination,
then
to be like the Creator, what needs to be our request in the ten?
That the Creator help us do that. I don't need to know how He's doing it. I want to ask only one thing. What would I want Him to do upon me?
So that is the right request for Him to invert this outlook for us?
Yes.
Beseder.
Okay.
Dov.
Yes, thank you.
Tel Aviv 3.
In the war with the inclination, how do I convince myself that the first thing that I need to do is to ask for my friends and not for myself?
You need to reach a state that you first have to ask for the others, and then for yourself. So what's the question?
I'd say there's an instinct and a person wastes time. He thinks first I'm going to free myself and then I'm going to think about my friends.
No, that's still called that you aren't worthy for the prayer.
It's a very strong instinct. How do we defeat it?
Gradually it'll change. If you, first of all, think of the Creator in everywhere, so it'll be easier to pray for the friends before you pray for yourself.
Barur.
Clear.
Tov. Turkey 7, woman.
Turkey 7, women.
Selam sevgili Rav, selam sevgili dostlar. Bazen kötülüğün bana ait olduğunu hissetmiyorum. Dolayısıyla savaşmak için bir sebebim olmuyor. Yaşanan her şeyden sorumlu olduğum hissiyatını nasıl geliştirebilirim? Teşekkürler.
Sometimes I don't feel like the evil is inside of me, so I have no reason to fight it. How can I feel that I'm responsible for everything that's happening?
The more I come closer to the friends, the more I feel that all the evil is in me. And through them, I only can get the upper light.
Hep one, woman.
Hebrew 1, women.
Woman, Hep 1.
לא שומעים.
בוקר טוב. האם המצב
Good morning.
לצאת למלחמה
Is the state to come out to war? Is that the state of being a partner to the Creator and to hold them by the hand?
כן, כן. זה נכון.
Yes, that is correct.
And with faith above reason?
Yes.
Latin
10 women.
Gracias, Rab. Quisiera poder aclarar un poco más qué es esto de hacer enojar a la inclinación.
I wanted to clarify a bit more. What does it mean to vex the evil inclination over the good one, and how do we need to do it in the ten, and also personally?
Lo evanti mai rotsa.
I don't understand. What does she want?
What does it mean to vex the good inclination over the evil inclination, and how do we need to do it in the ten and personally?
That
I look at reality in a way that there is bestowal and reception, the good inclination, the evil inclination, those two parts, those two halves, and I'm in the middle between them. How I can tell the difference between them, and how I ascribe myself only to one half and fight against the other one. That's what we have to see.
Entonces ahí hay cálculos. Debemos hacer.
So there are these calculations there.
Again?
Okay.
Yes.
Gracias, Rav.
Who
says there's no calculation? There's always a calculation.
Woman Latin 10.
Women Latin 10.
Hola, Rab. ¿Por qué el Creador nos permite a nosotros tener la responsabilidad?
Why is the Creator allowing us for us to have the responsibility for us to cope with the evil inclination? What is the role of this coping with the evil inclination between the ten and the Creator?
He wants us to reach his degree, and then we can understand the entire system of creation. Women French.
Merci, Rav. Rav, il y a une petite incompréhension qui reste.
Thank you, Rav. We have a confusion which remained from the previous text that we read.
On a encore démonté des défauts.
After we win over the evil inclination, do we still have a sense in the sense?
Im nishar lano yetzera, az yu lano aliyot
v'yeridot. We are remaining with the evil inclination, will have a sense in the sense, of course.
Tov.
Okay.
Woman PT 38.
Women PT
38.
How is it possible to ask for the friends if we feel for certain that all the evil is only in me?
Even if there is no evil, but your evil affects them, and you have to pray for that.
Mach 6.
Question.
Why is there no equivalence of form with the Creator when we're working for the sake of creation? Since the Creator also does everything for the sake of creations, why is there no equivalence of form there?
Why are you working for the created beings?
When the friends are working for each other, sacrificing, why is that not considered as a bestowal?
It is a bestowal, but it's not enough in order to correct us.
What is lacking?
Woman, Creator. Women, Ukraine.
Good evening, dear Rav and group. Question from friends from Georgia. How, in a war with evil inclination, do we transform the evil inclination into the holy strength? And how do we use his own strength against him?
That Только если мы
будем, for now,
добром и злом, тогда мы сможем.
Only if we connect in the good and in the bad, we'll be able to turn all the evil into the good.
Туркиту.
Thank you.
Değerli Rav, kişinin doğası hata. Kişi bu hatalı doğa ile nasıl kalbinin en derin noktasında gerçek bir doğa yükseltebilir?
From the beginning, our nature is evil. How can a person raise a correct prayer from the deepest part of his heart?
עד כמה שאנחנו יחד.
As much as we are together, it only depends on the connection between us. Okay, let's go to the third part, right? What is the third part?
And the third part is the article Exile and Redemption.
Exile and Redemption. Yes? From the beginning?
Please, Michael. Go to the next part. Let's sing a song together.
What is this language? This language we need. What is this calling we all long to heed? Only you have the answer. To you we plead. 'Cause life without love is no life indeed. Only you have the answer. As ourselves, na 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 na. Give us this language of love. Nothing can save us but your help from above. Without you as our teacher, we're certain to fail. You have the answer, with this we prevail. Only you have the answer. We've put away on the shelf. We finally pray to love our neighbor as ourselves. As ourselves. To the one desire we can't deny. We put away on the shelf.